You're listening to an audio sermon by Pastor Bernard Mulder from Household of Christ. We trust that you will be encouraged and blessed as you listen to the Word of God.
Today, we're going to do something special. Say special. You are in the lounge of the Lord. It's a good place to be. Because the Holy Spirit is the only one that I know, and I'm on the seventh floor. Do you know what that means? I'm on the building, I'm over 70. I don't know what floor you're on, but I'm on the seventh. The only good thing about, not the only good thing, the first good thing is when you're on the seventh floor, you hear better from God because you're going up. So I don't know what floor you are, but you know what? I'm going up. Say, I'm going up. I'm going up. I'm going over. Because I am a daughter of the Most High God. Say, I am. In the face of what you're going through today, say, I am who I am, because I serve the God who is the great I am. So today we are going to go on a journey. The Word of God has to be the standard for our life. We cannot know the Bible. We want to know more of the God of the Bible. So when I read the Bible, I'm having a conversation with my Maker. As I read the Word of God, I'm not just reading it. The Word of God is reading me. And today, as we stand as daughters of South Africa or wherever you come from, we from heaven, I want to say you have a name. Your designer name is I'm Made in Heaven. Say, I am made in heaven. Amen. So I better get to my message. The name of my message is, Who Framed You? What has framed you? Who has framed you? I can just see like the cake decorations. Everybody's got their own idea. Just give me a chance. Everybody, I want to tell you the reason why today I can stand here with full confidence of the surety of Jesus Christ, that you will not go anywhere from this day not knowing that our God is the God of more than enough. More than enough. No, Lynn, you don't understand. No, I don't. But I want you all to hold your cell phones up. If you don't know how to work it, it's fine. Get your children to do it. Your grandchildren will do it. Just hold everybody, everybody got a cell? Don't let this thing sell you out. Don't let this thing frame you. This is a person. It might be IA or EI or whatever they call it. Don't go to EI to get your scriptures. Go to the throne room of grace and obtain mercy in a time of need. So I want to read to you Psalm 40, verse 2 and 3 says, He stooped down to lift you out of danger from the desolate pit I was in. Out of the muddy mess I had fallen. What am I saying? Today we're going to do three things. We're going to reach up. To reach up means that I surrender. Then I'm going to reach in and allow the Lord to come and go into the areas of my life that no one can touch or heal. And then we're going to reach out. You say to the community, no, today is your day. The world, and I praise God, self-preservation. I have good news. Today we're going to be self-preservated. Is that a good word? Self-preservated. But you know what? You are not alone. We have the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit within us is our advocate. The Holy Spirit within us is our comforter. He alone is our strength. So this morning we're going to reach up. Okay, exercise. Reach up. No, this exercise class is going nowhere fast. I'm on the 7th floor. Reach up. No, don't jump up. You might reach in. Allow God, and then we reach out and allow God to touch and minister to our hearts, because somebody is standing on the other side of your wholeness. Somebody is waiting for you to come and teach them to reach up, reach in, and reach to God. Reaching up is lifting my hands to God and admitting, I need you, Lord. I need you. Then the second thing is, as we reach up, you can actually go and look at John 14 homework. John 14, and you will see all this. Reach up, reach in, and reach out. And we need to let God take control of your life. Are we willing to do that? It's nice. Yeah, it's out there. We are here today for one reason. Because without reaching up and loving Jesus with all our heart, our mind, and soul, we will never be able to reach in and trust Him enough to heal our broken hearts. Amen? And then we're reaching in. So you say, what's the frames got to do with it? Because before I explain this, I want to tell you, you know, you think you're hanging in there. Put your arms up. Exercise, one arm, next one. Yeah. Put your arms up, both. It's a nice exercise. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. I'll watch you. I also do exercise. I run around the block and then I throw it under the bed. So we're reaching up. Who's reaching up? You know, it's a bit difficult, right? But we have surrendered. But I've got good news. I'm going to put it on the screen right now. We can reach up. We can reach in. We can reach out. Because we are not framed with every kind of frame. We are framed by the word of the living God. Because this has fake news, that I know. There's fake news, but we're coming with the good news. I want to tell you something. When this one gives you a blue tick, whatever that is, I thought you get tick fever, but never mind. When they give you a blue tick, I want to tell you something. Maybe they just forgot. They don't like me anymore. Why don't they answer me anymore? I want to tell you something. It's time that we forget about the ticks and we forget about the fake news. Let's go to the good news. Because it's the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ that does only one thing. We can reach up, lift your hands to Jesus. Because He first reached down to us. Allow Him to take your hand. People say, just get up and go on. Well, if you're hanging in by your shoestrings, trust me, those tacky strings, you're going to fall. We need a helping hand to come down to where we are. And that's our Jesus. He came to reach us first. He came to reach us first. And now we're quickly just going to look, because I just feel I have a lot to say, but allow the Holy Spirit to say. But we need to learn the Word of God. All right, now I want to show you something. What is this? Go to Mr. Google if you don't know. Mr. Google doesn't know everything. What is this? And what is this? That's right. So today, I want to tell you, we are not going to live in our past. This is going to be a clean slate. We are not going to just live in the present. The reason why we can is because we've got a clear slate. The blood of Jesus has washed us as white as snow. Don't let our past define our now. And thirdly, is let's not live in the future. What do you mean? Don't let the past dictate the now. And know that we can always trust God for our future. So the blocks that I want to build in today is only to renew our minds to the washing of the water of the Word. Because as we renew our mind, reaching up, it won't be the letter of the law. It will be the Spirit of God within us. So I got good news. I'm just going to give you the scriptures. So we have to have a benchmark. Say benchmark. What is benchmark? I want to tell you something. You can go into Hebrews. You can go into Hebrews and you will see in verse 11. What does the Word of God say? We all know it. Verse 11, verse 1. What does it say? Now faith is, and faith is what? The substance, and the substance of what? Of things hoped for. Now that's always where we stop. Do you see? It's the evidence of things not seen. We have maybe, perhaps not seen in our lives the fulfillment of God's Word. But by faith, we have received it through Christ Jesus. And the second thing is verse 2. Do you know there's a verse 2 after a verse 1? Really? There's a verse 2. Now, just look at verse 2. It says, for by it the elders obtained a good testimony. Why would it be between 1 and 3? Because it's a sandwich. It's a sandwich. It's saying, listen, this is what I must do. By faith, I must. I must nothing, actually, I want to. The third verse says, it says, by faith, we understand. What did the second verse speak about? A testimony. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our. And the third verse says, by faith we understand. We don't understand everything. Who understands where you are in life today? Not everything, right? But by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Now, here comes the mirroring. So that the things which are seen, the testimonies of what we heard the blood of Jesus has done, were not made, say not made, of the things which are visible. So what is it made by? By the Lord Jesus Christ, by His word, by faith. And they testified. So here we go for the last run. Is as we look in, we are going to say, if you're going and you've been framed, look at those frames. Who and what is framing us? Is it depression? Is it fear? Is it confusion? Is it failure? Is it loneliness? Is it anxiety? Is it trauma? Is it rejection? Is it shame? Is it loss? Is it guilt? Or people come to the place, I just don't want to go on. I don't want to live anymore. Is that your frame of mind? I want to tell you, it's for a moment. Because when we open the windows of heaven and see the word of God, He will come. Right now, mental health is a vital, important thing. And also because of this. But I want to tell you, and this is where it gets nice, is God says, I don't say, God says, God says, Psalm 103, I want to say something and you can please go and study it up. It says that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Worlds, ages. So what am I saying? I'm saying as a daughter of the living God, today is a new day. Say today is a new day. I am not going to be framed by what others have said about me or what I've said about myself. Because I am telling you by the power of the Holy Spirit that you are not a failure. We acknowledge our failures, but we own who we are in Christ. Can I say that again? I am depressed. Yes. But you know what? Depression is not who I am. I just don't want to live anymore. Because in my past, I had this shame. I had this blame. My mother or someone said to me something wrong. And I took it and I framed myself. That's who I am. No. What happens is we do not come to God and say, well, now I can't do anything anymore because you don't know what I've done. I have shame. I'm so embarrassed if they just know what I've done. I want to tell you today, the blood of Jesus takes your past and keeps it and wipes it away. Because we are daughters of the Most High. acknowledging, you know, we acknowledge the pain you may be going through. And that's why I thank God for therapists and counselors and everyone. Why? Because you know what? When you framed and you in that frame of mind and you don't want to live anymore, you can't see that there's a whole world open on the other side of your frame. Does that make sense? So I have to tell you today that the Word of God says about you. Feel your heart. Is it beating? Okay, if my age you don't hear that well, but just believe me, it's beating. It says, for He Himself knows our frame. He is mindful that we are just dust. But He has framed us. And you know how He's framed us? As a daughter of the Most High. You are a daughter of the Most High. I have good news. As we in the Joy Conference, I was thinking to myself, who knows when you're going through something? Say something. What does the Word of God say? He says to us that God will turn our mourning into dancing. But He also says in Nehemiah that the strength of the Lord, how does it go? I'm just listening if you're knowing. It's the joy of the Lord that is our strength. That joy of the Lord is our strength. It's not the joy of what I'm going through. Acknowledge the pain. Acknowledge the pain, but don't let the pain acknowledge who you are, because you are a child of the living God. So homework is, we're doing Isaiah 61, and I want to say verse 7. That's just for me to remember. It says, instead of shame, instead of shame, you from today will have double honor. And instead of confusion, who knows that when you're in a different frame, all you have is confusion. You're confused. You get stuck on one thing. And others say, well, why are you still stuck there? Well, I haven't gone through it yet. No, I have to realize that I'm reaching up so that He can reach in to heal our broken heart. And this is the last scripture. Isaiah 61 verse 7 says, instead, say instead. Instead of shame. Instead of it. So that means it's instead. Instead, I will give you double honor. When we put our hand in the hand of the Lord, that which was shameful, that which we sorry, who of you have heard this? If I could have, I would have, I should have. Okay, that's hindsight. It ain't gonna happen. So what we do is we frame the thought and we frame what we're going through. We acknowledge the pain, but we own who we are in Christ. And the Word of God says, healing comes and you will go to be whole so that you can reach out to those on the other side. And in closing, I've got to leave you with this. And this is for all my friends. Why did the portrait have to find a therapist? Why did the portrait have to find a therapist? Who knows? You won't know because I know. Because, and I want to say it as I wrote it down, the reason why is this. Why did the portrait need to see a therapist, a counselor, a pastor, or anyone to help? Because it was too many people, situations that framed it wrong.
Thank you for listening to this audio sermon. For more information, please go to our website, www.hoc.org.za. Household of Christ, loving God, loving people.